This is episode 3 of the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. Survivors ready? Go. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Men, if you are paying permanent alimony, you might want to reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consultation, because as of July 1st, 2023, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into Florida law the elimination of permanent alimony. If you would like to stop making permanent alimony payments, reach out to Brandon Legal Group. Click the box for a free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com and stop paying permanent alimony. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. Full service can also mean family law, child support, adjustment, and divorce. Stop paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida. Visit brandonlegalgroup.com for a free consultation. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. I am literally minutes off a hard out. I was too verbose, ran out of time, talking about all of week 3 survivor options on Tuesday morning with the wonderful Gil Alexander, host of A Numbers Game on VSiN, VSiN.com, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, the Sports Gambling Network, the Sports Betting Network. We were talking about Survivor. Gil is obsessed with it. I am enjoying doing a Survivor podcast this year. If you play Survivor, this podcast is for you. We get into week 3, and we'll talk about a few things here, because every week that goes on, more and more, it's tougher to personalize this podcast, because now there are 2 teams you've used where my advice for you, if it involves those 2 teams, is irrelevant because you can't use those teams again. Strategy also starts to change. I still have my season-long projections where I took low win totals against high point spreads for those teams with projected low win totals on the road, based on a couple of shops in Las Vegas in early August. And those have served me pretty well. I mean, I wrote down in early August that Buffalo was the play in week 2 against Las Vegas. And that was even after Buffalo had an embarrassing loss on Monday Night Football in a game where Aaron Rodgers lasted 4 snaps and Zach Wilson and the Jets come from behind to beat Buffalo, and the Bills had a short week of preparation. So as we look at week 3, so you adjust a little bit going on. For example, one of the lowest win totals was Tampa Bay. We have to accommodate that. We may have to make an adjustment on our expectations of Tampa Bay. I'm not adjusting anything yet, but we may have to make an adjustment that the Bucs may win more games than Vegas expected. The Rams may win more games than Vegas expected, or are more competitive than Vegas expected through the first 2 weeks. On the other side, the Jets without Aaron Rodgers, now they're in the conversation. You know, what's interesting about the Jets is, as you look at using them, if you want to use them in only true road games, it's not easy to do for a while. Week 5 at Denver. I mean, Denver's a 0-2 team that just took out 11% of people playing Circus Survivor. Week 6 is a road game, but it's at the Giants. It's not a true road game, so you can't treat it as such. Not to say the Jets will win, but it's not a true road game disadvantage. Week 10 at Las Vegas, the Raiders don't look very good. Week 11 at Buffalo, yeah. Yeah, so if you didn't use Buffalo in week 2, you might be thinking about using Buffalo in week 11 if you don't use them this week. We'll get to that. Week 15 at Miami, if you want to use the Dolphins late in the season. Week 17 at Cleveland. So the Jets suddenly become more of an anti-play. Speaking of anti-plays, I talked about this today in my limited time with Gil. Many of us, based on the fact that Arizona didn't make a pick at number 3 in the draft, instead traded the pick to Houston for their first-round pick next year, no Kyler Murray for the foreseeable future. We don't know if he's going to play this year at all. They're very vague about it, but we knew he wouldn't start the season. They dump DeAndre Hopkins, take the entire cap hit this year. They cut Colt McCoy prior to the opening game. They bring in Joshua Dobbs. They have an entirely new coaching staff. So there's so many thoughts here that Arizona is tanking and then going to hit the reset button big time in the offseason. If you are convinced that's the case, and as Gil pointed out, some of the play calling of Arizona against the Giants led to more theories on this, with Arizona up, what, 3 touchdowns, and eventually losing that game to the Giants. You could go anti-Arizona for 10 weeks before you had to really make a thought, barring some unforeseen injury or change in situation. Here's Arizona's first 10 weeks. I went against Arizona in week one with Washington. Some went against Arizona in week two and sweated it out against the Giants. Week three, it's Dallas. Week four, at the Niners. Week five, at the host the Bengals. Week six, at the Rams. Week seven, at Seattle. Week eight, Ravens. Week nine, Browns. Week 10, Falcons. If you're convinced Arizona's tanking and can go 0-10, even with a little bit of a sweat, you can get all the way to week 11 and not think twice. Now, granted, do you think twice if Burrow doesn't play week five against the Bengals? Probably. But other than that, other than an injury situation, you can get all the way to week 11. And the reason why I say week 11, week 11 could be a battle of winless teams. Houston hosts Arizona in week 11, which is even more interesting considering Arizona owns Houston's pick next year. I don't think both teams will get to week 11 without a win. But if you're anti-Arizona and you're that convinced, you could just set it and forget it for 2.5 months until having to make a decision week 11 against Houston. All right, so games. Well, let's talk about the regional bias I brought up with Gil based on Circa Survivor numbers. The most players in Circa Survivor that went out this week was roughly 11% on Denver, which I think was a regional bias, and I did a horrible job of explaining this on Gil's show. But people in Vegas, and even Kelly guesstimated, of the 9,000-plus playing Circa Survivor, roughly 60% are based in the greater Las Vegas area. So they were watching a really, really bad game last week between the Raiders and the Broncos. And they saw the Broncos lose the Raiders by one. But then they turn around in week two and say, well, the Broncos are at home again. They got another week to get it together. They've got a Super Bowl head coach in Sean Payton, a Super Bowl winning quarterback in Russell Wilson, and they're playing Washington, who, even though they won in week one, come on, they played Arizona. They had to sweat it out. Washington's not that good. Washington's not 2-0 material. Let's go with Denver because we watched this game and we believe Denver can bounce back, which is interesting because I was convinced Buffalo would bounce back against the Raiders, but the Bills have much more of a sample size. This has been a playoff team for a few years under Josh Allen and Sean McDermott than the combination of Russell Wilson, who's had one bad year and one bad game in Denver, and Sean Payton, who's had one bad game in Denver. So it was odd to me. In my survivor pool based in the Southeast United States, only 1.2% of entries were on Denver. So I think there was a regional bias in that play. So let's get to this week. Honestly, I think there are anywhere from 5 to 8 potential survivor plays this week, depending on who you've used. You obviously, if you use Baltimore week one, you can't use the Ravens this week. If you used the Niners or the Bills or the Cowboys, all popular choices in week two, you can't use them this week. And this depends on who you're saving. I'm thinking of saving Miami for week six hosting Carolina, or Kansas City for week six hosting Denver. Saving Seattle for week seven, anti-Arizona. Save the Niners for week four against Arizona. By the way, the Niners at home the next three. Thursday night game this week against the Giants, then extra days to rest for a game against Arizona. Off Arizona dealing with a very physical Cowboy defense. And then the Niners in week five, I believe, host the Cowboys in what could be the game of the week overall. So here are the eight games, and I'll do them based on the updated spreads from Patrick Everson of VegasInsider.com. This is as of, let's just say, 11 a.m. Eastern time, Tuesday morning. Niners on Thursday night, 10.5-point choice over the Giants. Jaguars on Sunday, 9.5-point choice over the Texans. Dolphins, 6.5-point favorite at home over the Broncos. Bills, 6.5-point favorite at the Commanders. I tend to not play teams on the road. I can't play Buffalo anyway because I used them last week. Ravens, 8.5-point favorite at home against the Colts. We're not sure if Anthony Richardson or Gardner Minshew will start that game. Seahawks, and this line is moving up. Panthers off a short week with offensive struggles, with just such an overhauled offense. The fewest returning yards of any offense in the National Football League. The growing pains are evident. And Carolina's got to go cross-country on a short week to play Seattle. So Seattle is a 5.5-point choice. That may have already gone to six at some shops as of Tuesday morning. Cowboys on the road. Here's the anti-Arizona play. 12.5-point favorite against the Cardinals. Chiefs at home. Even though they look like they haven't gotten their act together, this just shows you how many people are piling on the Bears. Where you been? Been trying to convince you for a while now that this team doesn't have a quarterback and doesn't have a coaching staff. Bears a 13.5-point underdog at the defending champions. The money line is minus 770. And that's it. So there's eight. The one I took out that I had projected could be a possibility this week would have been Cincinnati at home on Monday night against the Rams, because the Bengals are down and the Rams are up. So we take that one completely out of play. So I think those are your eight choices in no particular order, which gives you plenty of options if you've used Baltimore already this year, if you've used the Niners or the Bills or the Cowboys. I probably won't use the Chiefs this week because I think I'm saving them for week six, although I'm saving Miami for week six, but it's nice to have options. Again, do I save the Niners for extra rest against the Cardinals next week? The way Josh Dobbs is running the ball, he could get hurt at any point, and then the Cardinals go down even further on the quarterback depth chart. Seattle hosts Arizona in week seven. So if I take KC, Seattle, San Francisco, and Miami all off the board because I'm potentially saving them to use them in the next few weeks, I can't use Buffalo. I could use Dallas, but I don't like to use teams on the road against Arizona. I have been to a Dallas game where weird things happen, like Jason Garrett icing his own kicker on a field goal that could have won the game at the end of regulation, and then the Cardinals won in overtime. You narrow it down from there, and back in early August, two games that really stood out to me were Jacksonville at home against the Texans and Baltimore at home against Indianapolis, and those games still stand out as near double-digit favorites for home teams that have gotten off to very good or decent starts. Baltimore's had a much better start than Jacksonville. Jacksonville loses to the Chiefs. They move the ball. They just did not perform in the red zone. Could the Jags bounce back this week, going home game to home game against a lesser opponent? The Texans, C.J. Stroud has put up some passing numbers, much of it in garbage time. So to me, if I've got to narrow it down because of who I'm saving and who I used and how I don't want to use Dallas on the road, I'm down to two options in Jacksonville or Baltimore, but that's just me. I think half the games, and I laid them out, are in play for all of you as potential survivor plays, depending on how you feel about road games. Are you saving someone? Did you use someone? Email me at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks to Gil Alexander of A Numbers Game on VSiN for having me on this morning. The Todd Wright fan, please listen also to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and the Todd Wright Toddcast for other football content. They're available separately via joebucksfan.com and other major podcast platforms. Again, that's the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and the Todd Wright Toddcast, all with new episodes this week, just like this new episode of the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you next week. Email me at write.todd@yahoo.com with any questions.